mean?
Every dog is different. 7 years.
No, but what does dog years mean?
Just like, you know, because dogs pass away.
It's
like,
not like a real, not like they perceive it as longer time. It's
no.
Like,
yeah.
It's just that the amount of time in their lifespan.
So I've grown up without any pet besides a pet snail that I killed when I was 3 years old. So the whole dog years thing is very confusing for me.
It's
so
different for every size of dog.
Uh-huh.
Like the smaller smaller dogs live longer than larger dogs.
Wait, so we say that one more time?
The smaller dogs live longer than larger dogs.
Okay, it's by size.
So if I'm a bigger dog, then I have a longer year or a shorter year?
You have more dog years in a human year.
Whoa.
Wait. You changed something about me. Now I'm confused.
And you own a dog.
I understand what's going on. If the dog is small, it's going to live longer. If it's bigger, it's going to live less years.
Right.
I don't care, in dog years or regular years. That in any
years. So the ratio is different.
Yeah.
Dog years to human years.
Okay, yes, now I understand what you're saying.
Okay, and so do you think that applies to humans also? Smaller humans live longer than larger humans?
No.
Yeah, it does actually.
Really? Oh,
it
does actually.
Look at that smile.
Taller, do I live
taller people
less?
Live, yeah.
Oh, that is true. Yeah,
I'm going to live longer than Shaq. God willing.
I don't know. Shout out Shaq.
Shaq's an athlete, though.
I mean, have you seen him now? I'm not trying to start beef
with
Shaq.
That's not nice. Don't worry about Shaq. Shaq's money.
Oh, okay. So can you say that one more time before we do the introduction? What's the ratio from small to big to human dog?
I don't know the exact ratio.
Human dog.
I know dog. In small dogs, I know the number. I know that 11 years old in small dogs is equal to 6 years old in human years.
And is this like a new theory? Or is this like
no, this is a whole chart. Yeah, this is like a thing.
Hmm.
See, Buster... I don't think that's going to be very pleasant.
Oh, and now we're going to talk into the mic.
Buster, he's giving smoochies.
It's like ASMR. That
Buster is giving KISS to the mic because he wants everyone to hear him give a little smoochies.
Buster's got Crutter on his eyes.
Oh, Mr. Crutter on his eyes. Okay, Buster.
Right.
We're doing
it. What time is it? Oh, my God. All right. It's February 11th, 2019. I am one of your tri-hosts. Jacob Wassman, a.k.a. J-Wass, a.k.a. J-Pod, a.k.a. J-A-W-A-S-S-93. That is my eBay handle.
93?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Why 93?
I couldn't get 96. it was taken. I'm here with my other two tri-hosts.
Jake has got talent, Treester.
Wow.
I'm blown away. Jordan Sarf. I'm not even saying
that. Very cool. And I think we did the count today. Are we up to number 30?
We
is this
are.
The 30th?
I've done the check. Now, for those listening, you have to understand.
I don't know if it's true.
This is, according to the season, this is the 29th episode, because one of the episodes is listed like...
We debated making like seasons.
Yeah,
we
talked about it. Something happened with on Apple Podcasts. It shows that one episode is in this realm called Other Season.
That's the pilot.
A lost episode. But the other 28 are in the first season, and this is technically number 30 out of... the total episode. So this is the 30th pod. I'm very proud of that. Shout out 30.
Very cool. All right. I remember when we were at our 10th, I was very excited. Jake, this is number 30. Any excitement whatsoever?
Time is just a blur to me.
Oh,
sorry. I'm
there
sorry.
It is.
With all the crap that I do, time is just a blur to me. It's just a constant cycle.
That's nice.
Yeah. Anything going on, Sarf?
So, today was Gramps' 70th birthday. Shout out, Gramps. Happy birthday.
Happy 40th.
The joke in the office was he wasn't 70, that he was 007. So, instead of right when we did a cake in the office, we had two zeros and a seven. It's pretty fun.
Nice. Yeah.
Shout out to my mother that just walked in the building. Shout out, Coach Nan. Ladies
shout
and gentlemen.
Out.
Hi. Something strange just happened.
Let us hear.
Yeah.
Come on, let us hear.
Okay, do you want to hear?
Yes.
Guy that drove me home, like just, I think his car just died in front of the house.
Really?
And I was like running in the house and closing the garage as fast as possible.
Really? So,
I have
a question. So let's say this guy comes in the front door. He goes, listen, hi.
Can I wait inside?
Have a cup of coffee? You know,
He's not going to ask you. I just drove you home.
Can I get a...
No.
You're going to leave him outside in the 20 degrees while AAA comes?
Who picked you up? Is this the guy in the...
Uber.
Oh, wait.
It's not like a guy.
I was like, oh, you're hitchhiking.
Uber into the house?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm looking.
Depends
looking
on the
where.
I think it depends on the rating.
The lights on.
Bob, don't help him.
No.
Bring him some cookie cake.
Wait, no, this is a great conversation.
Would you let...
Would you let him in? Is it depending on the rating?
How is my trip? Is it...
Yeah, give him a 5. Yeah, give him a 5.
Give him a 5. You know, give him a $3 tip.
Give him a 5 even though his car died in front of your house.
I spent a lot of time.
The guy's on his last legs.
You know, yeah, you need the money.
You need the guy help. What's the guy's name?
Saheed.
Shout out Saheed.
What was his score? Was he a 5-star?
I don't know. Can I look it up now? Yeah. I don't know. Can I look it up now? I've been shouting.
It's the microphone.
For 5
it's
hours.
The microphone. I'm not doing. I'm not waving you here because I'm hot. I'm waving over so they can hear you.
You're waving at me because I smell probably. How do you find his thing?
I don't know. You got to go to trips. But the question that I'm posing now is, if Uber drops you off and all of a sudden something is wrong with his car, but he was a great person, very nice, do you help him out or are you out the car? Good luck. I see you later.
I think I'll give him a boost. I think you got to be like a 4.8 or higher. Yeah. You got to be pretty
rating?
High.
Do you think rating has a...
What's,
you need a 4.8 or higher.
You tell me, if it was a battery problem, you wouldn't give him a boost?
Wait, what's Nancy's rating?
First off, this guy's got a 4.91 for 5 years. That's pretty good.
I'd help him out. What's your mom's rating?
My mom's rating...
Can you see your own rating?
4.71.
Oh, I would not help her out.
Someone help
her.
Oh, my God.
Anything below 4.8, you're out of my system.
That's horrible.
4.71? How do you get so low?
What'd you do? That guy definitely gave you a 2.
I don't know.
Shaheed is pissed.
All right, so for Graham's birthday, you got him a nice birthday cake.
We did a cookie cake.
Cookie cake,
very nice time. Mm-hmm. We also did I've never seen this before, so they did this like, you know, if you have an office party, everyone goes around the cake, happy birthday, they sing the song, they get their slice, they go back to the desk.
Yeah.
Graham's did something different. Graham's had only a couple people go into his office, but those people that were invited into his little office brought their own food. So it was like a little like smorgasbord party for the small amount of people. So like I would say the majority of the office did not get any food, which is pretty interesting. But it was a very nice time.
You know, when Jake and I snuck into your house earlier, we saw that cookie cake on the counter.
Yes,
and I told Jake that I was not a big birthday cake guy when I grew up. I only had like those huge chocolate chip cookies. Yeah,
I like vanilla cake with the chocolate frosting. Anything else, I don't want near me.
Mm-hmm. And Jake?
I like a lot of anything. It doesn't matter.
You're a cake guy?
Are you a cupcake cake type guy? Do you like the cupcake with the candle? Or are you
what
more
is
like,
that? Like a cupcake with a candle?
You get a cupcake with a candle? Literally, like...
No, cupcakes. Cupcakes are, like, low tier. Because...
Excuse me?
Like, the bottom is so bad. It's like all all the bad parts of a muffin without, like... You know, the good part on top.
What? No, cupcakes are top of my list.
No, because the only thing good about a cupcake is the frosting.
So no, it's bite-sized. I don't have to walk around with a fork and a knife. I can just bite it.
The only thing good about a cupcake is the frosting that you put on it. The cupcake itself is dry. It crumbles.
Who's making your cupcakes?
Have you ever eaten a moist cupcake?
Yes, I have.
Maybe if they're made professionally.
Shout out to Melissa's Cupcakes.
See, there you go.
There it is.
Maybe they're made professionally.
They are.
A home cupcake?
Those are nice.
I'm a fan
of home
cupcake. I think you get a home cake, but home
I think it's
cupcake.
Thought that counts.
Do you buy into that whole thing?
The thought makes it taste better.
Do you buy into the Baked by Melissa shtick?
No.
That one bite.
You don't like it? Have you ever had it?
I've never had it.
Okay, well, I don't know how you can say you don't like it if you've never had them.
That shtick was fun.
Because I don't like
it. They still do it.
I'm not really a fan of it anymore. It used to be fun.
What?
The Baked by Melissa's.
I like the idea, but... Oh, they're good. I like they have a chocolate chip pancake mini waffle. That's really good. Not a waffle, they have a cupcake. My bad.
Yeah.
It's good. That's good stuff.
No, but they have like that little cookie dough one. But like, if I'm going to eat cookie dough, I want a whole cookie dough. I don't want just like one little tidbit bite. I want like to starf my face.
Right. For those listening at home, I'd like to preface. My mother is heating up some mushrooms in a pan. She's whipping up a beautiful dinner right now. When it's finished, we'll give you a full review of how it tastes, how it smells, and how the seasoning
works. Why don't you give her a plug? She's very busy on Instagram.
Shout out Coach Dan. Coach Dan, what's your handle on Instagram for those listening?
No.
I believe it's @ Coach Nan, I'm 99% sure that's wrong, but you'll find her. She's all over the place.
All right, so you came in hot today saying you had some good conversations for us.
I had a couple things. Yeah. What's it called? So I got an email from the office today saying that if it was like, depending on the weather tomorrow, you could work from home or you could go into the office. And, you know, thinking me, like, great, I can sleep in, I can stay in my bed. Do you think, because somebody said to me they're more productive at home, and I was like, no way, I'm more productive when I'm in the office. Do you think if you were to bring your work home, you'd be as more or less productive? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this because I think I do more work when I'm there. Obviously, it makes sense. But somebody doesn't like the distractions of other people's conversations, so it might throw them off. So they were saying that they like to be home. I personally think I get more work in the office.
I don't think I can work at home. I don't think I
fit into that equation.
You don't think
my job isn't like a set thing to do.
Right.
It's just like whatever comes up.
Okay, so you're more of an on the fly.
Whatever has to be done.
So not so much work, but I know you started your second semester at school, and there's a class that's 3 hours on your laptop at home, correct? So in that sort of learning environment, is it easier to be in a classroom, or is it easier being in your toasty, jammies in your bed?
Classroom, 100% classroom.
Of course, okay. Right. So that's like, I guess the...
No, but that's different because you're paying attention to a person talking.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, I know that for schoolwork, if I'm doing other schoolwork, like if I'm working on an essay, I can work on it in the office when I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could do it at home. I'm much more productive at home than the office. Just because there's music playing in the office.
Right.
It throws off everything.
It throws off everything. Okay. So you're saying at home is better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the things I had in my mind. We all kind of agreed on it, so we didn't really go much into it, but...
You know what I saw today?
What?
I saw the largest pool of vomit on the
F train
today.
On the LIR?
I had it. No.
On the subway?
On the F train.
On the F train.
You want to know how sad New Yorkers are?
And I'm
a New Yorker.
What, they still near it?
So this is my second train that I had to transfer. I transferred from the E to the F to end up in Jamaica because that's where I get picked up.
Very nice.
And it was like 3 or 4 stops. And I walked into this cart and I saw all this vomit on the floor, and the whole cart was packed.
Ugh.
No one had the right mind to actually get out and go into another one. I saw that projectile vomit and I ran across. I said, get me out of here. And it was like all over, and these people were just sitting next to it. Like there's no standard. Like you have to turn something off in your brain to not like get out and go to another cart.
I don't know.
Or you can wait for the next train.
It is flu season, you know, people can't smell.
If you saw vomit on the train, you'd get the hell off. Don't act like you would sit next to it.
I got a good story, but I got to keep the person's name confidential.
All right,
so,
keep it confidential.
I went out one night with a couple of friends, and this was probably 3 or 4 years ago. And I remember getting back on the train, and a certain individual, which I'm not saying their name, but I will say initial NP.
There's two possibilities.
Not
the phone part.
So there's your hint.
That would have been more fun if I
no.
We had
two ideas.
Yeah.
We were on the way back, and NP was not feeling very well, and we were sitting on the LIRR and decided to throw up on his suit. I've never seen someone throw up in a suit before.
Decided?
I mean, he said, it's coming out. Right? Suit, and he had this briefcase. He brought a briefcase out and everything like that. So it threw up, and then
in his own lap?
On his lap, JF was cracking up. The other NP was all over cracking up. We were like, I don't know what to do. So he went to the bathroom. NP goes to the bathroom, and he's peeing. You know, he said I had to go pee. And we see, this is the craziest part, we see a river leaving the bathroom. Like, he's still in there, and this river is flowing through the LIR. But other people, just like you were saying, didn't react. But no one reacted, but I reacted, and JF and NP reacted. We said, oh, forget this. Like, we'll text him, and he'll let us know if he's okay. Apparently, NP gets off the train without telling any of us. We freak out. We find out he's home. He's okay. But, yeah, I was relating to the subway story. Yeah, people don't care.
People don't care.
People don't want to be bothered.
You put the blinders on, and you just want to get home.
That's it. Don't bother me. I don't care. Pee on the floor, crap on the floor, just I'm going to go. Okay? That's what it is.
How long ago was that?
This was my sophomore year of college. Early in it. So, it was after that first year, we had the summer, and then I think it was roughly NP's birthday. And I just went out with him and JF and the other NP. A lot of initials. Shout out initials.
Jay, do you have any puking stories?
No, but whenever there's a homeless person on the train, I would always go to a different car. That was like a given. Chicago had a lot of homeless people, though. A lot more homeless people than here.
Really?
It was a given that whenever you go on the train, there would be a homeless person.
Damn.
What was about it that you just got in, you saw, you got out?
Mostly the smell.
Smell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You see any cool performers in Chicago? Because whenever, like those cable car performers. Because I see them every day.
Not so much in the train themselves, but on the platform. Mm-hmm. Some amazing musicians. Just like one of the craziest guitarists I've ever seen.
Not on the Red Line. That's the bad line, right?
No, I wasn't the Red Line.
I only know Red Line. Red Line, Blue
which,
Line, Green
which
Line.
Which line did you tell us you can't go on? Yeah. You said one line is like...
You don't want to go south of like halfway down past the Red Line, past like...
Red Line, no good.
Past right. like past like US Cellular Stadium, you don't want to go past down on the Red Line.
Right.
Damn. Did we talk about this on the pod? How cold it was in Chicago?
It was negative. Yeah, we did. We spoke about it last week.
Damn, that was so long ago.
I do have a topic, though.
Yeah, bring it on, dude.
So this week, I was helping my sister, Melissa.
Shout out, Melissa.
I was helping her do – I wasn't really helping her. She was doing a homework assignment. This is for one of her hospitality classes, which is like, you know – hotels, restaurants, all that.
Is she still in Ball State or
she's here.
Okay.
Where's she going now?
At the same school I go to.
Oh, very nice.
Do you ever pass her in class?
No, because she's out. She does the day and then I'm there at night.
Oh, okay. So there's always a treat roaming around.
Yeah.
There's always a treat on campus.
Yeah. Yeah. When I have that Wednesday class, I'm there till 11:15.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. I'm there past the janitor. I lock up.
You lock up. Jake's cleaning up the
vomit. Jake, take the keys.
No, I actually had to do that with the classroom. I
really?
Lock it up.
I had to show the lights to lock it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bring down the crate.
So she was doing an assignment, and it was like a mock interview.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions was, name a scenario where you used your judgment in a restaurant situation to make a customer happy. That who was not happy and turned the situation around.
Okay.
And so I was like giving a suggestion, because it's like, it wasn't
what
real.
Was
hypothetical. My suggestion was like, oh, you know, the cooked steak, it was under. You wanted it medium, came back rare.
Okay.
Fine. And then...
what was the...
So how do you make it fine?
This is the interesting part. How do you make it fine? I said, give them a free dessert. Just, you know, standard, you know.
Okay.
You messed up your
meal.
Bad. Free dessert, fine. Cost you $4 for whatever.
Yeah,
night.
Fruit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good.
Whatever. Slice of cake, who cares?
Mm.
She said, you're not supposed to do that. You're
Why?
Not supposed to offer them dessert. You're supposed to say... How can I make this better for you?
Oh, you ask
you
them?
Ask them. Because a person, because listen to this reasoning, and I think it's disgusting, this reasoning.
Oh, yeah,
the reasoning in the industry is that if you ask the person who's the customer, they will never overstep. They'll never have the confidence to say, give me a free dessert, give me my meal for
so
free.
So what will they say?
They'll just say, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it.
And you don't like that?
No. Or you're supposed to say, next time you come in, I'll give you something. Makes them come back.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
So, like, and she was like, oh, yeah, it's all about manipulating the customer into either wanting to come back or trying to get away with as little as
possible. She sounds related
to the situation, right? No, this is what they're teaching her in the classes.
And you don't agree.
That's like the textbook answer. It says it in the textbook. This is like the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Really? And the teacher teaches this.
Yeah. And if you think back about restaurant experiences, if you've ever had a bad experience, that's what happens.
And that's what they do.
They ask you.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah.
They,
what can I do to make this
that's
better?
That's crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen places, like, let's say that, you know, like, we'll say, like, you know, maybe something wasn't good or this was cold or whatever. And then I've seen a place take something off the bill. I've seen something like,
right.
Know, like this, you know, like we're sorry, you know, like we took that tilapia, whatever we ate, like, off the bill.
Right.
Like, we took it off. I don't know. Coach, what do you think? So Jake brought up this idea that when you go to a restaurant, they won't like, let's say you have an issue with the food or whatever. They'll, instead of just kind of giving you something, they'll say, oh, what could I do to make it better? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true?
Do you think they do that?
Or do you think
they do that to get away with as little as possible to try to make the situation better.
What are your thoughts on that?
So I think it's rude.
Why?
I think they should just offer you something.
They should, but they can't do that because they'll lose so much money.
Right. Because most people are like, forget about it.
Right. Most people
just
forget
about it.
You want
them to comp your check. You don't really want them to give you a free piece of cake.
No, you want like a deal. Yeah.
You want them to take the item off the bill or something.
Why do you want a piece of cake?
Here's a question. Jake said one of the options, and I think this one's interesting, is that they'll say the next time you come in, we'll give you a discount. Is like kind of like a way to get you back into the door.
Yeah, but then what happens when they get there and the guy's not there or the girl?
No, last time I went to one of the places, I'm not going to say the name.
Go ahead.
Shake.
Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah.
Don't get me in trouble.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm on board.
Okay.
They forgot one of the items that we ordered for takeout. Gave me a signed card. The manager gave me a signed card.
Oh, that's nice.
It was like, come in, free coupon.
What if they
say You overshout out.
What if they overshout out? Shout out the place that's being spoken about right now. A shout out to their pizza. It's good.
There's your hint. Their most memeable picture of the day.
Which is what?
This is it.
What is that?
Okay, I want you to look at me in that picture.
All right, for those listening at home, this is a picture of a bunch of workout ladies. Workout ladies, and there's a, my mother. Everyone is staring at the camera except my mother, who is looking at someone.
You look like Where's Waldo?
She's looking at one of the girls with the face of, "Oh my god, get out of my photo! I need likes."
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I don't.
Everywhere. That's like the hairdresser took that picture, so that's not.
Could
like,
you send that actual picture to me because I want to put it on my Instagram?
We got to put on the Jake and Jake.
We got to put it on. We have 18. Have you noticed what I am wearing today? This is a nice little plug.
Ooh, nice transition.
Oh, it's really nice.
Is it cool?
Yes, your podcast t-shirts. Those are really nice.
Right.
Thank you. Very well said. Jake, plug.
We need a clean plug right now.
How do I plug this?
You're the plug. We have t-shirts.
Yeah. Where are you selling them? Where can people buy a t-shirt?
That's a good question. But it's like,
you guys wear them while you sit here? Like,
oh, no, just go to Jake's house. Jake, give your address.
We made a form where people can buy them. It's going to be in the episode description.
Yeah. Can they contact you somehow?
They can contact us by email.
The
by
three
Twitter.
People that listen to us, oh, yeah. Just text us.
By Twitter.
Just text me.
You want their phone numbers? You can text them.
Oh, my God. We have the website, which is going live this week with the shop in it.
That's awesome.
Nancy, you have to see this website.
You can sell your t-shirts on the website.
Sell t-shirts, do episode clips, whatever
you
want.
You can also become
an ostrich.
Oh, that's something that's going to happen,
that's
too.
That's quiet.
Patreon.
Patron, yes, of the group.
Okay, can I leave now?
Yes.
Nancy, yes, shout out Coach Nan. Thank you very much. Have a great
Bye.
Night. All right, I'll see you in the morning, Ma. Good night, Ma.
That was our third guest.
On the 30th episode.
Wow.
Coach Nan, a part of
it. You had 30 episodes?
Can you believe that?
Oh my god!
What else went on this week? Oh, I think it's cool. The website that we work through, Anchor, just got bought out by Spotify.
Shout out Spotify.
So I guess that's.
I wrote about that. Oh, I didn't even tell you guys.
Pretty neat.
I started working on my market research project, which is about podcasts, how to improve our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's part of it was secondary research, where I go out and I find all the other stuff, other studies that people have done about podcasts. And there was one about you know what Nielsen is?
Yeah,
like
Nielsen.
It's their like competition called Edison.
Really?
They release a quarterly report on all demographics from podcasts, the amount of time people listen to podcasts, how people listen to them, why, and all that. And there's some really good data about the separation between avid listeners, and casual listeners, which is like casual listeners are just like people who just like listen to it once in every while, you know.
So like a casual fan versus like someone who's a diehard.
Right.
Fan.
And then
yeah.
avid users who are like the diehard and they'll share it with their friends and all that.
Right.
In the genre that we're in, which I've started like calling us the comedy genre, even though because it doesn't fit.
We have no fit.
Like
we're not funny.
We could say society and culture, but like we're not doing like
what culture do we have? What culture do we have?
Are you kidding me?
We're not doing social criticism or social dialogue or any of that. But we're more doing.
Is there a complaining category?
I'd say comedy,
like a meek.
Yeah, comedy.
I'd say comedy because if there was like comedy is like the closest one. In that one, they said that half the people are casual fans, half the people are avid fans.
Okay,
that's which. Cool. It's pretty accurate from our experience.
Well, I have a question for you. I've been thinking about this, and I think it would be great for you to, I don't know, maybe think about this when you write your final thesis, that audio was like the king in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, right? And then it went to video, like we went to TV, and then we went to YouTube. And now, like, podcasting.
That is a gross oversimplification.
I'm just saying it's like a second birth of the power of audio.
Yeah, there's been a ton of reports about that.
I never heard
radio,
you know,
all that.
I don't know how popular are podcasts. I hate to open in general.
Very popular.
Like,
very.
I feel like people love Twitter. I feel like I'm just trying to think of things that like a majority of people do every day.
There was a stat in that research that said that among people who identify themselves as podcast listeners, 33% of the audio that they listen to on their phone are podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, but I mean, when I'm on the train in the morning, I'm on Twitter on my phone, and then I'm listening to either like a Joe Rogan podcast or a Bill Simmons podcast. Shout out both of them. I can't wait for them to come onto our podcast and talk.
Pay us for that sponsorship, by the way.
So the exciting part about this report comes in the second half, where I'm putting out a survey where we're going to actually all have to do work on this.
Fair enough. I love that.
I know. We have to do a small bit of work, where we have to do a scripted segment and a structured segment.
That doesn't sound like us.
Segment.
That's the point. I'm introducing, the point of the project is to introduce two variables. One being structured content, which is like where we know what we're going to talk about and have bullet points about what we want to talk about. And the other one is fully scripted content.
A scripted segment of this pod, forget about it. I don't even be able to do it.
A fully scripted segment, which I don't even know how that's possible with us.
It's impossible.
But where would we even start? Like, there's
The fun part.
No, but we have nothing consistent. The consistency is the nonsense.
I know. But that's part of it. So that's like the fun part of it. So that's going to turn into a survey where people are going to respond, like, how likely are you to listen to this or this way and all that. And I'm going to need people to actually take it, because I'm going to need like 100 something people to take it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. I think it'd be cool when once we have that Patreon, we could have the structured content, we could have the non-structured content.
I would
content.
Let that episode be up. If you're a patron, you get that episode. Because that's special. I don't know how we're going to do that, but I'm excited to do it.
Oh, and also, as I was looking through this research, I think we actually carved our niche in that, whatever.
No, we carved
I think we did carve it in improv. Think we're one of the only improv podcasts. It's totally off the fly.
No, I feel like
You know how much I've looked around?
Really?
I've looked around so much for podcasts that don't have any structure, any structure, any idea what they're talking about, any weekly segments, any of that.
I'm very surprised. I love this. I thought this was like a thing people did. Like,
no, no one just goes on and talks.
Like
no one does it.
We're good at talking.
And I think there's a reason for that. Right. Like, even when Evan came on last week, shout out Evan.
Shout out Evan.
He said to us last time, after we were done, that it's harder once you, like, do it, once you sit down and you, like, have to think of something on the spot.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I remember the first few episodes that we ever did, my heart was racing. Like,
episode, I was petrified.
No, like, I was, like, my heart was, but now it's just, like, we're having a regular conversation.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
cool. I don't. Maybe there was like a few that did just improv, but maybe none have lasted. Though 30 episodes is not really lasting.
Pretty deep 30 episodes in. Like, see, I could say 30th episode.
I could say we're only 30 episodes in, and then
what do you mean?
Like you said, we're already 30 episodes in. Yeah. I said we're only 30 episodes in. One word changes
everything. Oh, like I think of it one way, I thought of it the other. Like, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a big step. I thought this was for fun, and I remember just you guys
still
coming
over. Still is for fun. If this wasn't for fun, then we would be failures.
This is the highlight of my week.
No, I look forward to this. I'm like, all right, Monday nights, the boys are coming over. We're going to do a pod, and we're going to hang out and watch America's Got Talent.
That's basically my Mondays.
All right, we should do sort of a wrap here because of the time limit.
Nice. You want to do Gramps?
Yeah, shout out, you know, Gramps, happy 70th, awesome, you know, staying strong, love you very much. Shout out to Coach Nan for being a great on the fly.
When is Gramps' actual birthday?
Today.
That's crazy. Yeah. Today was my dad's mom, Grandma Jeannie, her birthday.
Jeannie. Oh.
And then my cousin Stephanie, her daughter Arielle, her birthday today.
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
Very cool. You guys got any shout outs?
Jake, you got anything?
I just kind of did.
Arielle.
Grandma Jeannie, who I'm named after.
That's a good fact. Really? Listeners at home, that'll be in the trivia.
That'll be in the Patreon
that'll
trivia.
That'll be the Patreon trivia that we will make.
Let's see. Where do I got it? Shout out to the person who puked on the train today. I'll give them a shout out. I hope you're feeling better. It's flu season. And
shout out to your mom who bought a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to anyone who bought a t-shirt. We've sold a handful already.
Okay, so buying t-shirts, we got time.
I know that.
It's going to be on the Twitter, have the form set up, having the website set up. You're going to be able to pay through PayPal or credit card. $15 price, $3 shipping.
And I'm going to
thumbs it up.
Or if you want to pick it up, we'll drop it.
And how's the website?
What, the, our website?
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Because we can actually have an answer for that.
The website is going up this week.
Very excited.
Very cool. And if you're looking to buy a Corona Smith typewriter, I bought one at a garage sale this weekend. Follow me at JAWASS-93. You'll get a kick out of all the items that I bought.
Goodbye.
Okay, that's all I got.
I'm calling you off.
Thank you for letting you
off. Goodbye.
Next week.
Bye-bye. Thank you.